Last time on Tales from Cell Block 18, we were left with a discussion on what was in the bag of holding and how much gold Steve T currently has. Oh, and there was also that the group accepted a job to defeat some hill giants, and after Nat Wan went in a rage and some stealthy attacks, they have done some serious damage. So let's see how this plays out. Oh, by the way, we're still the number 6 prisoner officer podcast in the world. CoreDefeatSpot.com.
All right, now Van Sam is up.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, back to the battle.
You got one giant that Lena's just been pummeling. It's not looking good.
Oh, I just want to fire the fucking bagpipes at
him. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
There we go.
Does hit.
Yes!
Your AC is 13.
Well, now we know. Well, I only hit it for 5. That's all right. It's a good
fight. He's down! It's a good he's fight. Down! He's going to fire a rocket and he's down!
No, he
ain't
up. It came close. Hit him in the chest. He's wobbling.
He's got to have about 100 hit points.
he's wobbling.
97 hit points.
He's wobbling. Now it's not one, you're up.
Right,
and you've got the one giant that's... Yeah, you got the one giant that's kind of like little been swinging at Steve T.
Steve's off now.
I got you, buddy. Let's do this. You know how I feel about giants. All right. 19
hits.
And a 20.
Hit. That 20 or dirty 20?
Okay. Dirty 20.
Okay.
First attack is 9. My math is terrible. 14.
We count ones and twos, buddy. That's all we do.
I know.
One, two, sometimes.
What's 14 plus 9?
23.
Total damage to the one.
Never 23s.
I just sliced, load up 2 arrows, let them fucking fly. That's what I got.
Okay. So you pop a couple into, like, the chest area. It's not too. I mean, it's half as, you know, it's.
I caught him a little below the heart. I'm like, all right.
He knows he's been in a fight.
Yeah, he knows. He's definitely feeling it.
Like,
he's
feeling it. I lower my bow and I point at him like, you
know, you're pulling a little out. You're a little farther out, you know, a little farther back on that. You're a little extra into it, you know.
Yeah. They've seen this story before.
We know it's like, make you.
So now it is. Lena, you're up. There's one. It's barely holding on.
Yep.
It's there.
Tonight, you. I don't know what works 16. Like good.
Oh. You hit, just roll. Just roll for. Well, you kill it.
Boosh! Temporary health.
Yep. See me on the fucking rocks.
So after, like, you pretty much.
I think it's a little max star punch.
We're like the Ewoks on the other side.
It makes the noise and everything.
I'm like one of the sound people.
Are you making like the fucking. You're making the fucking punch out top.
Yeah, little max star punch.
That's why we love monks.
Then how far away is the one they haven't killed yet?
You can run to it. You can get there and then you can get an attack in there. Why not?
Cool.
You literally gotta run across the road. It's not like far.
He's a monk.
I can run across water.
You can run across. You literally just gotta run across the road. It's not like
far. I need to lean across.
To kill the shit side. You can't.
Yes.
I'm putting all in back holding.
Loot.
15
hits.
And 11
misses.
Oh. 14.
All right. And it's the polymorph giant's turn. Well,
since I was running across the room and it didn't see me, shouldn't I get advantage?
You got advantage. You weren't really stealthing, though. You were kind of just running.
I'm Batman.
Was anyone else
you were balls out running.
It doesn't hurt.
You're balls out running.
Is anyone else, like, physically engaged with it?
Me?
No?
Steve's like, balls in.
You just got shot in the chest.
You literally just got up and backed away.
No, I stopped
it. But, there it is. The polymorph giant's turned up.
He's still Charmander.
Depends on the.
He's just. Yeah. No one knows what he is. No
we're going to catch him all. He's fine.
No one knows where he's at.
Just watch him.
But now it is.
Wait, nobody knows where he's at?
Like, you guys get, he's a salamander. It's like there's grass. You know, it's small.
Oh. You can see the grass movement.
Yeah.
But we'll you'd have to roll a perception check.
Throw him in the volcano. That's right.
Fuck there. I'll find him later. So, like, there's a volcano right there. You can see it. You should take him up. Throw him in.
Roll a d20.
Roll
D20.
No.
Roll
D20. 15.
Steve T sees the volcano and now falls into the volcano. And then he realizes that he's high as hell and he's.
So now Steve.
he now has disadvantage around on his next attack.
Jesus Christ.
God damn it.
This is what happens.
Steve's having an acid flash.
Yep. All right, so now it is. Nope, it's the giant who is
watching Steve D have a fucking fit.
So he's gonna take his first attack at Steve T, misses completely, because you're just
flailing.
And now I'm gonna take the second attack at Lena, and that was a nat 20.
Oh, thank God that wasn't on Steve. I'm counting dodge.
Lena can take some damage. It's okay.
Fucking Batman.
Batman gets beat up all day. 14,
he's our actual tank. Above the off tank.
28. You're the 33 points of bludgeoning damage.
Not even involved.
And that's it. You want to the crab. Now we're back to the top of the order. Steve T.
Disadvantage. High as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm on fire. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Tom Cruise. Yeah. All right.
Help me over, Winifred.
So.
Steve. Stop, drop, and roll.
Steve's first action is to stop, drop, and roll, trying to fire out.
Okay.
His second action is going to try to hit it.
Yeah.
For 24.
Did you roll twice?
Oh, yeah. And
23. Okay, wow. So you hit with a 23. Nice.
You're not on fire. Tom Cruise came through. Tom Cruise came through.
Steve T's like, holy fuck.
Scientology's real.
For 12, and
that'll be what gets us.
11. Just found God. So he just found God.
Or flying spaghetti monsters or whatever they believe.
23, I'm right.
Okay, so yeah, that one's not doing good. As we go to Ben Sam. Who saw
slowly coming down. He's like, I use my cantrip and I cast mage hand.
Okay.
And then I'd like to look for this fucking salamander.
Roll a perception check.
You didn't do dumb shit yet.
We're fine. You look like a kid wandering in a field.
16.
Four.
20.
Okay, so you spot it. You see it.
There
you go. You know exactly. It is still charging towards you. It's just taking forever. It's still taking forever because it's got solo legs.
With my mage hand, I'd just like to pick it up with two fingers and hold it there in the air.
Okay, so your mage hand goes out, you know,
the salamander.
The salamander's in it. The salamander's down.
What the fuck? That's the end of my turn.
Okay, so now we're at nat one. You got one. It's not looking good. It's not. You got the giant. It took a nice good swing at Lena because you saw Lena come flying out. I mean, you barely saw it because you just have this rage going on.
Oh, I've seen fucking red. I want to use my first attack for that giant. Nat 20, I got 30.
What?
Let me attack first at this one giant. Just to see where I'm at.
This is it. This is the only thing you have left standing.
Right, what about the newt?
Do not attack the newt.
Oh, I'm fucking ready to kill
this.
It's not a giant anymore. You're not mad at it.
Yeah, you're not mad at it.
You don't know that.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's okay.
All you see is his mage hand holding like a salamander. That's it.
You don't know
that it's a giant.
Okay. So my second attack will be 16.
But just roll the.
If I was just rolling two attacks.
Yeah, it's rolling that 20.
So 11, 4, 15 for the first damage.
Did you double the dice? What do you
do? And
you, I mean, you kill you kill it.
Okay, so that giant's for the fucking first dead. Dead.
Yeah, you kill it. It's dead.
Fuck this giant.
It's dead. That giant's dead with
you. I feel so fulfilled. I squat down a little bit, show my balls.
So how many giants are dead? Three?
Three giants are dead.
Only thing left.
Everybody's dead. All right.
And I feel so fucking awesome.
So fight's over. You guys are out of initiative right now.
What about the mage hand?
Well, listen, yell over. We'll get him to come over to my side.
Yep. Call us over.
Come back over to the winning side over here.
All right, what do you guys got?
So the mage hand. We killed two giants. The mage hand.
We killed our bastards. What's all this wee shit?
What did you do?
You got stuck under a corpse.
Steve, like the fucking truckloads of damage.
It looks like a pincushion to me. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Seem to see a volcano in the middle of this.
Why you are not allowed to be on lookout anymore. Anywho, you guys got a nuke. That's awesome. What are we doing with it?
It's a giant.
Huh.
So,
a what?
It's a giant. So this is what I want to do. I want to take it up in the air 30 feet, because that's how high a mage hand can go.
Okay.
And I want you to shoot it.
Done.
At 30 feet. Now, it'll take fall damage too, right?
It'll take fall damage.
Alright. Steve is not underneath it.
We're just going to assume the nude has one hit point, because I don't really think.
Yeah, they're like,
and I'm gonna say since it's small, I don't really have anything up to bring out. We're gonna say the AC is 14. He's got an AC 14.
Ready?
Yep.
Toss it.
Mage hand.
Pull.
15.
You hit it. And
I don't even need to do damage. I don't think.
No, you do.
Yeah, you do.
You do. Oh, because it reverts back into his giant form.
Oh shit!
And then there. Whatever you after the 1 point,
right?
It'll reverse.
13 damage.
So okay, so the giant's down 12.
So it took 12 damage.
Well, now, 13 plus whatever. I did 13 damage myself.
Yeah, so that was
plus the fall damage, yeah.
Yeah.
One, okay.
Two, so now there's going to be this giant just falling out of the air.
And my eyes turn red automatically.
I think it's a d10 for 10 feet.
I think it's a d6 for every 10 feet. So.
Good try, Joe.
No, I wasn't.
No, I only used
d20 the one. For every 10 feet.
No, I only used the one before.
I've only ever used it once too. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, we like shotgun this thing.
Fuck yes.
So it takes 13 points of damage from falling, and it's prone.
Yes.
And you guys are all going to get an attack round on it before we go back into initiative.
Let's fucking go.
I saw a video in the 90s like this.
Wait, initiative or?
We're going to get one attack round real quick. Then we're going to go back into the initiative using the same initiative rolls. Because we're back in the initiative.
Oh, 24 to hit.
24 hits. You know what? I'm going to give you an advantage on it.
Yes.
You can roll again, see if you get possibly a nat 20.
All right. Well, if not, I'll keep that.
28 damage.
No nat 20.
Okay.
I add an extra 10 damage.
Okay.
28 damage.
38 damage.
I shot it for 4.
Four damage.
Four damage.
So 42.
42 plus whatever fucking lean is lining the fuck up.
It's not good. No, it's good for me. It's not good for them.
Yeah, got a nat, one of them was a nat 20.
Yeah, I hit them with all 4 and one's a nat 20.
Ooh. Crit. Wizard staff.
We should go out on my counter.
We're going to hit some
stuff. Wizard staff.
It was 42 damage before Lena's doing it.
55.
Another 55. You guys kill this thing. It's dead.
It's obliterated.
We launch it into the sky.
I had a plan.
I shoot the shit out of it. Or it's falling. It slams down and we just dogpile the shit out of it.
Yep.
Fuck you, giant. Go to hell and die.
Bloop. Goblin's had to have some shit.
You got a tooth.
Oh, God.
Giant's had to have some shit.
You think I'm start collecting dicks?
All right, roll a.
I got kicked out of a campaign for doing that. I had a whole dick necklace going.
So did he.
Yep.
He was also had a dick cape made out of a minotaur penis.
He did, but it looked like a child made it. In
yeah, he didn't have a good roll. Yeah, I think he rolled like a 6 or something.
Like a 6.
So all right, so roll a investigation check on looting these guys.
15. I'm not gonna do that.
Hold on.
I don't care.
Hold on, I'm froze.
Imagine that. That is 800 apps he has open.
Yep, all those two-word name games.
Investigation.
Yeah.
15.
Okay, so you guys are actually able to find 1,000 gold.
Oh, yeah.
Between you. And then you guys find a cast.
Does he choose to split it between us, though?
Well, you guys find this as a group.
Oh, okay.
Between searching all the giants. And then you also find a cask of ale that was like on the one giant, like on his waist and stuff like that. And it was like huge, but like when you guys kind of like took it off the giant and like you guys had it kind of shrank down to more like, it's like a nice giant mug size.
But it's got endless ale in it. It's magic.
I don't know this. It's just a fucking, it's filled with ale.
Drink it. It's never going to end. Magic.
Whoa, you really going to drink it?
Steam tripping balls.
So you drink it. Roll a constitution saving throw.
So we got 1,000 gold between, what, four of us?
250.
You know, we're doing con save.
Yeah, con save.
You just drank a porch beer.
19.
Okay, so, like, you get drunk, and then, like, the thing empties out, but then you kind of, like, you feel it empty, but it kind of starts feeling like it's filling back up.
Woo!
Oh, God.
Woo!
Jesus, here we go.
He's screaming! He's pointing at it as it's filling.
Woo!
This is for you, Giants.
This is bad news. This is for you, Batman.
And then, while Steve T's getting all hyped about this never-ending ale that this cask of never-ending ale that he has just found.
I will not drink anything that came from the giant.
You guys have four angelic-like beings will fly down and land around you guys, kind of surrounding you guys, you know. And you guys recognize one of them as the one of the guys you guys saw at Detroit Rock City.
Oh, shit.
As the one that you guys fought after you guys took that map piece and you guys left and then he attacked you guys.
Yeah. The porcupine guy?
No, not him.
Oh, okay.
Not him.
Another life lesson.
Not him. But this is...
Yeah,
that
was bad news.
It's, he called himself, it's that Sabbathfield guy. He kind of like, you guys went into it and just finds, I don't know, like, it's a long time ago. I just remember Detroit Rock City, horses up on cinder blocks.
Oh, yeah. Is that one?
Yeah, it's that one. I just threw that in there.
Horses on
cinder blocks. That's how we remember things.
Yeah. I just had to throw it out
there.
You
get rolled again. You the fucking horses are on Detroit Rock City.
But, like, at first when you guys saw him, like, he looked at Kurt, like, kind of demented, like, the first time, but now he looks demented, but he looks, like, a darker, and it's more, like,
angrier,
yeah, angrier, menacing, and everything.
Dude, you need to get out of Detroit.
So let's,
dude, come to Philly.
Let's
don't
roll,
do that.
Don't go to Philly.
Let's roll some initiative.
Fuck.
Because we're now on initiative.
Six. I've decided I just don't want to fight first today.
No.
It's fine. And just so you guys know, you have
team.
No.
Rest. Why?
You say what? Six.
Yes.
23.
And what?
23.
23. Okay.
Damn.
Tip of the spear.
Holy all right.
You
so
should not be tip of the spear.
No, I'm usually first.
Give her a toss. She's a good guy.
So pretty much, it's like you guys are pretty much like around this area.
We didn't move far.
You guys are here.
Oh.
That's pretty much like where you guys were fighting. No, actually, no. You guys are over
not
here. Because you guys went back across the road. And then you guys, it's like pretty
where's
much.
Where's the volcano?
There's no volcano. And they're pretty much just, like, it's pretty much landed all around you guys. Like the.
They surrounded
yeah,
us.
Yeah, surrounded. Northwest. And,
where's the guy of Sauron?
He's one. He's one right ahead of you guys.
We're fucked.
But,
come on.
All right, so the first one, it's actually.
Let's do it for Frodo.
It's actually the one guy who's kind of like, he's kind of like, I would say you're 3 o'clock, because we'll say the 12 o'clock is the Sabbathiel guy, so you get 3 o'clock, and he comes, and...
Can we try talking to these motherfuckers?
No, you guys,
we
it's,
rolled
it's over.
That game is gone.
Steve Hodge.
It's over. I probably could have had some little bit of dialogue, but...
I don't
know. Just wasn't feeling it.
I wasn't feeling it.
No, they came in aggressively.
Yep. And... takes the first attack. I don't even know if I'm going to attack right now. A D4. Four people. Perfect.
Oh, Jesus.
Four. Takes the first one at not one. Misses. And then takes the second attack at you. He's cocked. Rolls a 21.
Yeah, that definitely hits.
Okay. Takes his great sword.
I like that. How large are these angels?
Large. Large. They're large.
Kind of large things.
Excellent.
That's pretty much what it says. Large celestial.
I like it.
Does 19 points.
I don't like the
guys.
Nah, that's too much. What do you
know? Oh my god, don't go into the pot.
No, don't grab more. Oh fuck. I might die.
10, 15, oh, 21, 23. Yes. 40 points of damage.
Holy fuck.
With 23 of it being radiant damage.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm not doing well.
And then,
but since I was attacked, hold on. I was attacked by a large or larger creature. I can attack back as my reaction.
Well, then go ahead. You can do that.
Jesus Christ. I don't feel like it's going to help, but all right. 27 hit.
That hits. That hits.
Yes. Oh, was 6. Good. 18 damage.
Okay, 18.
As I'm falling, probably like 19 yards, I just shoot an arrow and hope for the best, and thankfully it hits.
Alright. Next up would be Steve T and Van Sam. You guys are up next.
I just got fucking tallywhacked. Somebody avenge me.
Are you down?
No, but I'm fucking not far from it.
You guys haven't. You guys didn't have a chance to heal up after that. Mm-mm. None of you guys healed up. No long
no,
rest.
No, they immediately attacked us.
How close is Steve to that?
I mean, you guys are all close enough to each other.
We're all there. They surrounded us.
You guys are pretty much. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
You guys are in an area about as big as this room here.
We came together while you were looting, and they surrounded us.
You guys are in an area about as big as this room.
So I want to cast Death Ward on him, on that one.
Okay.
And then Bardic Inspiration.
Yes.
Okay.
Fuck yeah. That's my turn.
So inspired.
Steve's gonna roll 20, and
we attack the one that attacked him.
That one.
Which one are you attacking?
20 and 24.
Which one?
Attacking
the one that's attacking.
Okay, they both hit.
Steve's gonna go for 13 and 15, 13, 15, and 17.
By my 45. Mind, that's at least 30.
45.
Wow.
All right. So now up is. It's actually the other one that's at your guys's would be your 9 o'clock. It's gonna roll. Take its two attacks. It's gonna. We'll see what's gonna attack. Looks like it's attacking that one.
No, cutting words.
Nat 20.
Oh.
You will say it hits, but it takes away the nat 20 part. So it doesn't double the dice for it, which is okay. Probably good. Say it takes away the nat 20, because I don't really know how it works for that, but we'll say it takes away the nat 20. And then for the second attack, I don't know what he has, his AC, but that's a 19.
That hits.
Yeah, it hits him. All right. Eight, 9, 10, 17 points of slashing. On the first attack, and then 8, 10, 11, 18. So 17, 18, 35 for the first attack. Plus, and then 26.
I'm assuming he's done. Dramatic loss.
Yep.
Hurry up, Tom. You're dying.
That's 61 points total damage.
No, I think it's actually happening this time.
No, he is Death Wardog.
He'll come back up to, I think, one hit point.
One hit point.
Oh, no. So you took 35 points from the first attack?
Oh, I'm dead.
Off the first one?
Yeah, I'm dead. Death Ward. I'm done.
So then you come back. Death Ward. You come back up. Then you get hit with another one.
No, you're dead. I'm still
26. So you're unconscious. Right now you're unconscious. And you were up, so roll your first death saving throw.
Cool. Maybe.
You did have a...
Where are my death saving throws here?
It's this... You just rolled D20. All
right.
And you got to roll 10 or higher.
Oh, 16.
Okay, so you have one save. You pretty much, since we really haven't had to deal with this much...
Yeah.
Three saves gets you
up at one point.
It starts at the beginning of your turn, so you get to go. Then you get to have your turn.
Okay.
A nat 20, you automatically come up to one hit point. A nat 1, you lose 2 death saving throws. And if you get an attack, it's automatic. If you get a hit, someone goes to attack you, it's not a crit. So you pretty much, I think, lose 2 right off the bat.
Okay.
So.
Well,
I'm also,
later.
For the next time we do death saving throws, what I'm thinking about doing, when I don't have to use my phone to record, is when you roll it, you text me with the number. So no one else knows it, because if they know that you have two saves and you have nothing, they might be less inclined to heal you right away.
Yeah.
Because they're like, kind of, but we're.
We'll do that.
Yeah, I got my phone, so I can't use it. Okay. But all right, so you have one save. All right, next up is actually the one that's at your 6 o'clock, and it's not going to take it. It's going to take an attack at Lena.
Okay, gosh.
2 attacks. No, I'm guessing a 16, and it rolls a nat 20 then, second attack.
Oh, good.
So this is.
Are we fighting right now?
Four. 6, 7.
Yeah, that's not looking good. 14. This is karma for all the horrible things we've done.
14 plus 21.
Sorry, you've done.
We never should have gone to Detroit.
Detroit Rock City.
8, 15.
God damn it. Leave those cinder block tires where they were.
So far, we have 21 slashing, and then 5, 9, 13, then 40 radiant, so 61 points of total damage.
Radiant cut in half,
so there's 20, so 30, whatever I told you.
Yeah,
I
got
20, and... Okay. Now up is it's actually now Sabathiel. He's gonna take his 2 attacks. He's gonna attack Steve T.
They have names?
This one does. This is the one that you guys met at Detroit Rock City that chased you guys down.
Fucking Detroit. Never again.
I'm assuming they both hit with a 28 and then a 25.
Yeah. Okay, dodge.
You
choose which one.
One
so
of
wait
them.
For the attack rolls.
Yeah, you're right.
9, 10, 13, 20 points of slashing, and then.
Would be a bad one, but I don't know how bad the other one's gonna hurt.
I'll let you choose after the fact.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
I'm gonna fuck you sideways, but I'll let you decide what hole's going
10,
in.
15, 20,
he is a good god.
And then 27, so 47 points total of damage, 27 of being radiant.
So knock down that fucking 27.
That doesn't get cut in half. I'm only the uncanny dodge. I'm just saying, the radiance, just you take the full of that. So you'll take.
Oh my god.
But you'll take. So either 20.
Oh fuck.
9, 10.
Might not be up after this one. 12. I don't think many
of us are. Or 19, so we'll say that 20 is cut in half.
Jesus Christ.
Tell me where I'm at here in the end.
What in the 9 hells is happening here?
He's getting guys are looking to get themselves added to the list for the prologue, for the epilogue.
So the first one was 10 and 27, so 37 points. And that was 19. Lord. And 14, 16, 18 points of radiant damage then.
37, then 19, and then what?
18.
Sweet Jesus. I don't have that many hit points, so.
Steve's still up.
Okay.
Holy fuck.
So now up
Steve's
is.
Steve's still up.
Lena's up.
I ain't got another one of them, but I'm up.
No,
I'm guessing I'm going down next fucking round, but I'm fucking swinging the dick into the name. I'm dropping fucking. I'm taking a cut at Eminem.
Okay.
I know, but.
And the all kind of dodge usually saves a lot.
It did. It saved you from dying.
Yeah.
I mean, down 11, don't hit it.
No.
24.
That hits.
And 13, don't.
Misses.
15.
15 points of damage.
Better than nothing.
Yep.
Come on, baby. Let's go.
At least I hit him before he killed me.
Same. I went down quick, but I shot first.
Okay. Now up is, after Lena runs up, pops it a couple times, it is the one that initially attacked that one is now going to take a couple swings at Steve T.
Oh.
29 and then a 17 probably misses.
Yeah, the second one misses.
Okay.
Oh, no, I can't.
Can't.
I only get it once per hit.
Yeah.
You're learning. Look at you go.
Oh my god, for years.
He can be taught.
16, 23 points of slashing.
Keep stop.
Okay.
Yeah, just stop. That's just stop.
I mean, there's no point. So, just
track those and then go right to your fucking saving throws.
And now.
Yes,
it's Steve T and Van Sam up now. As it goes, takes
throw
two.
Throw a 20.
Well, yeah, throw a d20.
10.
10, you save. That's one save.
That's a good save.
So now it's Van Sam's turn.
Save! I'm getting up. I'm going to drop one, you motherfuckers.
Spanish.
Yeah,
I don't have a
Spanish. I know.
Spanish thief.
That's Thompson.
Yeah, we don't have our cleric. Open up the volcano right on Steve. We'll all fall in together.
Everybody in the bag of holding.
Everybody get the bag. We'll all get the bag and we'll fucking fall into the angels into will fall into
and then throw the whole bag in the fucking volcano. Fuck
yeah.
It.
I mean, you gotta get your asses beat.
We're done.
Yeah, this is how it is.
This is a life lesson. This is a fight.
So while all this is going on, I'd like to cast a wall of force over myself.
Yes.
Okay.
You got something.
And
got
I just
something.
Want to sit down and start playing my instruments.
Okay.
It's
you start
the
playing
end
the song
of
from the Titanic.
World,
that's it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
And I feel fine.
All right.
Wall of force lasts 10 minutes.
Okay.
Well, then,
you
know,
she'll be the last one alive to watch the world burn.
The next one up is the, I don't know what this one did, but we're just going to say that's not happening.
There is one spell.
It's going to try to take an attack at Van Sam because it doesn't really, like it knows, but.
Well, I can't see it because it's invisible.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Force is invisible. Fuck.
So yeah, it's going to take a couple swings at you, though. Because it doesn't really know. And it just kind of hits. Does it have an HP at all? Or just...
No.
Okay, so...
Take
it kind of hits it a couple times, and it kind of realizes that it does... You have something over top of you. So then...
Can I run into the bubble?
Now up is nat 1. Roll another nat 1.
Can I tunnel under it?
I mean, roll...
Don't jinx me.
Roll another one.
14.
Okay, so that's two
saves.
Two saves.
Fuck yeah. I'm coming back, baby.
He's up, baby.
Now is
God damn it, not even in the
now is the one that I don't know which one this is doing. I think it attacked. I don't know, Lena.
You keep tracking days. I don't know if you know that.
This one takes a couple swings at Lena. Might be good. It hits with one with a 21, and it misses the 14 with the next.
He's down.
around 14.
I got 11.
All right, so it takes you out with it. So there you are. Lena's down.
Before I go down, I call them all pussies, like Vin Diesel and Triple X.
Give one last.
So Lena, it takes its great sword and it takes two swings at Lena. Misses, kind of hits with one, and then as it's going down, it takes another swing and it misses as Lena's falling to the ground. Lena's down. Now up is
another angel.
The Sabbath Eel, who's going to go after Steve T.
Only one standing.
It's gonna reach towards Steve T and reach for the bag of holding.
Oh shit.
And it's just grabs your bag of holding. And now it has the bag of holding.
It's been a pleasure playing with you boys.
100%.
And let's see, let's do it. Let's see. Now he just grabs the bag of holding. And that's it. And now
I know I'm in first class, I'm dying to music.
Now Lena will death saving throw.
Wait, he took all our
can I do anything else?
Yeah, he took it. Fucking took it.
If you come, if you roll that 20, it's because you rolled the start of your turn. Okay, so if you're able to do something then,
did you fail it?
You roll. And that one, so now you have two fail death saving throws.
Okay. Why not? Fucking let's go.
All right, now up is we are back to the top of the order with
Adley.
No, actually, it's the one. They're pretty much just all taking swings at
the invisible wall.
At this invisible wall.
He's just in there, plays back.
Because that's it. They like they don't see you guys as threats anymore. You guys are down, so they don't see you guys as threats. They're just taking the one thing that's left, and they just want to kill Van Sam. So now we're up is.
I hear the water rising.
Yeah, water.
I want Steve T to roll a death saving throw.
20.
Yep.
Back 20.
There you go. You pop back up. You got
Steve's
one hit point.
Up. Boom.
You got one hit point.
You got one HP.
Now what are you doing?
Steve disengages at height.
Oh my god.
Okay. Roll not 20. I mean roll 20. Yeah, roll not 20. I mean that's.
Please come on.
Roll another nat 20 back to back.
I got a 10.
You think you're hiding.
Wait, you're not.
But I get stealth. I didn't get to use my stealth to hide.
No.
That's what you're supposed to use your stealth. I told you to roll stealth hide.
No, you said use 20. Hang on.
Tommy boy.
Skills.
Tommy won't wait.
22.
Okay, so you're hiding. You're
able, yes!
you're able to crawl and you're lying underneath Nat 1's body right now. And using Nat 1 as a. They just don't know where you're having
it. Steve see Operation his bag of holding?
You see it, like, yeah, he's got it. He's now putting it, he's putting it on himself now. The bag
oh,
of
I'll pickpocket that too.
And then, Van Sam, you're up. You're doing anything or just keep continue playing your.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end. Fucking ready, I'll pop it up, dude. Let's go there.
Yeah, get up! Get up and hide under my body, hiding under your body.
I don't hear no bell.
I'd like to polymorph myself. Oh, yes! Yes!
What are you gonna polymorph?
Do a note! Turn a note!
Into a sand flea.
Okay.
I fucking love it. I'm an amoeba.
Okay. So I guess you're a willing character. You're a willing creature. So. There you are. You're a sand flea.
There you are.
Does the wall of force disappear or is it still there? Because I don't know. Is it concentration?
Concentration.
So,
concentration is still there except for one,
well, no,
10 minutes.
Once he does the other,
he's
another.
He's no longer star. Concentrating.
Oh,
right.
And
he's
a polymorph, okay, so that disappears.
Yeah. So that disappears.
And now
he's but
they can't see it.
I mean,
so it's gone.
But they don't. So they're still going to try to take a swing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give them. It's going to be very hard. I'm just going to give them disadvantage on the attacks because. They don't know
goddamn
where.
Goddamn gone, that's why.
They miss. Rolls in that one, so yeah, it misses.
Yeah,
oh, he fell on his face and died.
Prone. He's
he
prone.
Fell into the bag
nope.
of holding and died.
Nope.
he fell into the volcano. Seems so sweet.
Now up is Nat 1. Roll another.
Get up.
Oh, that's a 2.
So
damn it.
Two successes, one fail.
Yeah, goddamn. I was ready to get up. I thought I was.
No, it's not for
me. There you go.
This onslaught.
You know what? They don't really see any more. Nothing left to attack. So, they all look at the Sabathiel. He looks at them, nods, and they take their swords and they just. One drives one down into Lena, and the other one drives one down into Nat 1.
He's on that one.
And that's going to stab you. You're back unconscious. And that's it. They fly. They pretty much fly away.
What does that mean for us?
I've seen the comics. Batman comes back as, 30 times.
As Lena is now unconscious, you start having fitful visions of a figure saying that you're a failure. You failed at your job. You have to go to the hells to get it back.
I was born there, motherfucker.
You guys all wake up in some beds in like a stone building, kind of like church almost.
Sweating.
Well, how the fuck did I get there?
Well, you're not there. You're wherever you are. I mean, I would just. Your gear's all next to your bed, you three.
Got killed under him?
Yeah.
Or am I alive out there? No, I get bit by a flea and wake up.
Your clothes have been all folded up, and everything's laying there. You guys are awake.
Is there a pile of my clothes?
And you guys are like looking around, and then the door opens up, and there's like Van Sam. Just comes running in, like Sam.
Hey, watch.
Like he's Frodo.
Oh, gives me that ring. Gay fucking look.
It's like
he gives me that gay fucking look.
Gandalf when he sees Frodo on the bed.
Pretty much like what Van Sam had seen, and as he was a sand flea, was he saw a bunch of like monks, like not like monks, but like cleric monks, come up, see you guys, pick up your bodies, and like kind of like put them on a cart as they cast like some like healing, like some magical spells to like. Spare the dying, and
they
take you guys, and you guys are at a pretty much.
As long as it's not the possible hospital, we'll be fine.
No, you guys are like at a little chapel, and you hold up, and Van Sant's been doing up a drink. You guys have been unconscious for a couple days, and Van Sant has been drinking. Like
he has the bottomless bottle.
He has the bottomless bottle.
And then they don't have a as. After that, after you guys have had your hugging and your jumping and celebrating, you know, you guys, the fact that you guys are alive after you guys thought you were going to die, Lena's not feeling so happy because, you know, this literally had nothing but fitful dreams this whole time and visions. And Elven Man will walk in and say, "Welcome to the Order of Freedom." And that's going to end our session.
I'm the Tales captain of Freedom.
I'm the captain.
Look at me.
Like, thank you all for listening to Tales from Cellblock 18. What are you saying?
No, we're good.
Okay. Until next time. Maybe in December, hopefully. See, weather dependent. But, all right. Bye.